Come on, Vid, we're going to do the podcast now.
I don't want to. I got nominated.
Come on, you can't mope around the house all day.
You don't know what it's like to be in a couple, okay?
Behind Big Brother Podcast.
It's day 58, and we haven't really done a normal podcast in a while, and I wish we could say that quite a lot has happened in the Big Brother house, but really it's been kind of dull.
Yes. This is where I start my huge rant. The house has been kind of dull because of the fact that Katie and Jamie are dominating 99.9% of the airtime. Extremely pissed off with this. We had one week, we had the Jamie and Katie, oh, they're in love. Oh, then, which included the wedding. Then we had the, oh no, Jamie and Katie are on the rocks. What's going to happen? Da-na-na. Then we had the, oh, they're all happy again. Oh, and now I've got, I'm nominated, Jamie and Katie. And quite frankly, it's pissing me off so much. They're such sore losers. Everyone's got to get nominated. And the episode this week, I don't even remember. It's all such a big blur. Katie started going off at Camilla. Camilla had a completely valid point. She was saying that them being nominated is bringing everyone else down because they're being such sore losing twats. And everyone just went off at Camilla. I was like, no way. She has a completely valid point. Katie and Jamie are sore losers. They can't hack the fact that they're going to be, they might possibly be evicted. Who even said that they're going to be evicted? Well, she did get evicted anyway. But they were, and even the fact that they were nominated, right? You could maybe give Monday's Daily Show that when they get nominated and they start having a huge whinge. You don't go on to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday about them having a whinge. No one cares anymore, Big Brother. We saw about 5 minutes maybe of David the entire week. And quite frankly, I don't give a shit about Jamie and Katie anymore.
What about Crystal? We haven't heard anything from Crystal.
She's disappeared. There was a bit focused on John because he's sort of come out a bit more. And then every single person else has just disappeared. It's just been Jamie and Katie, Jamie and Katie, Jamie and Katie. I have to avoid the show. I just put it on mute sometimes when I see Jamie's face in there because I know all that's going to be coming out of his mouth is, I might be evicted. Oh, I think Katie's in the diary room leaving. Who gives a shit? Not me.
You're right about it being a big blur, though. I can't really tell where this Jam Cat thing began and where it's ended. And hopefully it has ended with the eviction last night.
Well, I haven't watched the eviction. Did he cry when she left?
No, and that's a big thing that people have been talking about. He cried when Dino left, but didn't cry when Katie left.
Maybe he'll have it. No, you know what? Oh, I figured it out. This week of programming is going to be Jamie's upset that Katie's leaving. And all the promos across the week and on the radio are going to be, will Jamie do the unthinkable and leave to be with Katie?
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. It's so, yeah, there's so much more. Even when I just switch on the camera for like 5 minutes, there's more interesting footage going on than this entire week has been. It's driving me insane.
Okay, with that out of the way. It is kind of easy to predict what's going to happen next week. Jamie's going to sulk around the house without his beloved. It's kind of fruitless because we all know that Big Brother relationships never last. Well, not in Australia, they don't. They're not going to last on the outside. And even if Jamie leaves now or leaves later, it's not going to be the same.
I think once he gets out, whenever that may be, they'll be sort of together as such
for
about 5 minutes. And then either Jamie will see something or Katie will realise something or they'll just disappear from each other because they'll be so busy. I know they both live in WA, but they'll be doing different media appearances because they'll be at different times in their post-eviction interviews and that. So they won't even have time to catch up. As Danielle's already said, she hasn't even spoken to Dino. And they were only evicted, a week after each other?
It sort of goes to show that people are really sick of the relationship / sex aspect of Big Brother.
It's all they focus on, though. Why can't they focus on what else is going on in the house?
Well, what they should be doing is, rather than trying to force housemates together and focusing on sex and who's going to hook up, because that will never work in a 7 p.m. time slot, what they really need to focus on is conflict. They need to create housemates that are enemies and fight.
Yeah, as you just said, in the 7 o'clock time slot, with fighting, they can show fighting. There's no penises and stuff in fighting.
They might be swearing, but that's easily...
Yeah, that can be bleeped out. You know, we all know how much Channel 10 love their bleeper button. So it's why, yeah, they should, you know, create these tasks that are going to sort of separate people. I know that we've got the groups at the moment, but why not clash them together? They're living too happy at the moment. This is supposed to be evil, Big Brother.
Yeah, divide and conquer your housemates. Don't try and pair them up because it's a lot easier to get in the eviction votes on the phone and SMS lines if there's one housemate you really hate because they're the bad guy or the fighter, people are less likely to vote to split up a couple, really. Well, that's my thoughts on the subject.
Yeah, well, once there's anger, it's definitely more the public feel more obliged to get rid of someone. And, you know, there'll be more votes, more money for Channel 10.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Just while we're on the subject of this evil Big Brother, the whole giving them a second chance at the task.
Nah.
What are they doing? Just because they've failed so many times, it's their own fault. This task is sort of different because as much as they put into it, you know, you could either fail or pass depending. That task is really hard to guess. But the other tasks that they have failed, seriously, they were not as hard as that. Yeah, seriously. They were not made out. They were not that hard. And if the housemates put their minds on it instead of lazing around, I'm nominated, maybe they would have... maybe they would have passed those tasks. So giving them a second chance, no, let them live on rations. Give them worse food. Give them something worse than lentils.
And then they use the task as justification for yet more product placement. And fair enough, you've got to make money, but it was just so blatant.
And cheesy. I think cheesy is the dominant factor.
And yet again, it broke another fundamental rule of Big Brother, and is that housemates are not supposed to have contact with the outside world. They got to watch the World Cup, for God's sakes. They're not supposed to be seeing that. And then the housemates who did get to watch it on their mobile phone, bleep.
One by one pixel screen.
They went out and told the other housemates what had happened, who scored and who won the game. I don't even follow soccer, so I wasn't sure what was going on there. But it's more outside information coming into the house.
And it's more time that the housemates are spending chatting about something they are all slightly interested in when they could be arguing. They could be eating each other's heads off.
One more product placement rant. That camera.
First
of all, this is going to be a really low stab, but isn't a very good camera brand.
The funniest thing was on... up late when John was opening these boxes, and he couldn't even pronounce he couldn't pronounce that particular tourist
agent, travel company,
travel agency properly. And Mike, I think I heard Mike laugh because they really try to pull that for all it's worth. Yeah, and then the camera, and it even seemed like the housemates were in on it, because when they go, oh, what camera did you get, beep beep, the model number and everything came up, and oh, check the memory card in it. I was like, they've been told to talk about all these products or what?
And then they couldn't help themselves. One last time, they had to give it a plug. Not a direct plug, but the housemates are all gathering around taking photos for Claire's birthday. And Mike Goldman jumps in very unnecessarily.
Which we'll saying, talk about in a minute.
This is the perfect chance for John to try out his new camera. Well, no duh. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for that little insight.
What, has someone got a gun jabbed in your side to read out these unnecessary promos for cameras?
Not even with the product placement. He comments too much. Touched on it a little bit before, but there's times when he says, like, Katie and Jamie are talking about nominations, and then it'll cut to the camera, and then Katie will be, I'm so sad about being nominated. If he didn't say, we don't need him to say that. We can tell from 3 seconds of conversation what they're talking about. And to me, it's much more interesting to know what they're talking about rather than hearing Mark's voice, which I hear 99% of the day, me getting my own opinion of what they're talking about instead of being told what they're talking about. And then it's just repeated again.
Yeah, it's much, I don't know, more entertaining and more interesting to find out for yourself rather than being told directly.
And to just let the day sort of construct itself, it's sort of like Mike is what holds the show together. I think even like if they let him go now, say we just had a show that only had Mike a couple of times, it wouldn't mesh together properly. So they sort of need to, I think they need to look at their production side of things as well, so that the day can sort of blend more together so we can understand.
And part of that is extending the daily show, because you can't do it in 22 minutes.
Make it an hour. Look, more product placement, because they'll have more ad time slots. Yeah, you know, it's a win-win situation, really.
There's been a lot of talk about recently about what the housemates are allowed to say and what they're told to say, what you were saying earlier about the product placement of that camera. There was a rumour going around that Claire, you remember that famous quote-unquote line where she says, this is the biggest love triangle I've ever seen in relation to Dino, Danielle, John. The rumour is that she was brought into the dive room and told to say that.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think it's sort of something that she would say to some degree. You know, it could possibly have happened. You never know. I guess you won't know until you've been in there, really.
And there's a thread on the forum that states that housemates aren't allowed to make any political statements in the house, which wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Channel 10 probably wouldn't want to go out on a leg with that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure they get given a huge list of what they're not allowed to say. I know for a fact they're not allowed to talk about previous seasons of Big Brother, international or Australian. I don't think they're allowed to, if they start looking for cameras and things like that, I think they get told off.
That's an official rule, they're not allowed to look for cameras.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's a whole heap of other things that they're not allowed to talk about.
Talking about previous series and previous housemates is a very interesting one.
It's a bit ambiguous because the housemates talk, oh, I bet there's going to be a double or whatever. That's sort of taking on what they've learnt from other seasons, so that's sort of almost breaking that rule.
It's also partly because I think the producers don't want the housemates comparing what happened in previous years that could have been better.
Oh, our season, shit.
Say, I'm not trying to imply anything here, or say if it was under a different producer.
Well, I think a lot of them in the house now have watched previous seasons of Big Brother. Like, Michael is reality TV obsessed, apparently. Him and his mother are obsessed with it, so I'm sure they know the show inside and out. Another thing, sort of in the same subject, is them singing commercial music and getting fined for it. That is the stupidest rule I have ever seen.
Well, it's a money-saving thing, because every time a housemate sings, the record company that owns the rights to the lyrics and the musical score of that song has the right to go to Channel 10 / Endemol and say, look, we want compensation for that.
But fining them for it, I can understand them not wanting them to sing it.
It's just another way that they're trying to get the housemates not to sing.
Singing is like something that, yeah, no, I'm not at all happy with that rule.
And we try to steer away from this particular show on the podcast, but it's interesting comparing it to the UK version of Big Brother, where the housemates are pretty much encouraged to sing.
Yeah, they sing freely and
they sing freely commercial songs which are broadcast out to the public. I don't know if that's because of different laws in the UK or what. It's a very musical Big Brother over there, and the Big Brother even plays the songs into the house when the housemates are having a party.
Yeah, I noticed that with this, you know, Australian Big Brother has done it before. The housemates have had a party and had music. This season there's been none. I don't know if they've become stingy, but there's been no music whatsoever this season.
And I've noticed the music during eviction shows, that sort of thing.
It's not very Australian.
Well, I don't know if I'm 100% right in this, but it seems like they've produced it themselves to save money.
A lot of it is undiscovered artists and stuff like that. Like, if you go and try and find the songs, it's almost impossible to find them. A lot of them are bands that maybe just be based around Brisbane. You'll never hear that music elsewhere, and they probably paid not all that much to get the rights to that instead of playing commercial music at their ad breaks and up late and things like that.
I don't know how much it costs to get the rights to a song. I assume it's a lot of money, but surely they can buy some rights to some songs with the prize money that the housemates aren't getting.
And you would think Channel 10 would have a nice deal with some, considering other shows like Australian Idol.
And moving on to the eviction show, pretty obvious setup. We all knew who was going to go. But the funniest thing I found was Gretel, when she was reading out who was the first person to be saved. I'm reading this out in no particular order. David is the one to be saved. Come on, Gretel.
Well, I was at work and I got about 30 SMSs all at the same time that said things like, Channel 10 are such idiots. Why are they bringing back the exit room? A couple of people on the chat room said, oh my God, it's 2005. And, you know, why did they even bring it back? I don't understand the point in it. It's just, to this eviction, it was just somewhere for Jamie and Katie to have a last minute, I don't know, pash, snog, finger play.
I hate to disagree, but I kind of like the exit room for this. It was sort of like the producers were acknowledging that they knew that the couple was going to be broken up, because we all knew that Katie was going to leave. So I didn't really have that much of a problem with the exit room.
But I don't, couldn't they think of something else? Like, why bring that?
It's becoming more and more obvious that, no, they can't think of something else. They sort of have this inability to come up with anything original.
Yeah, or maybe they forget. Oh, let's do this. Oh, that's a fabulous idea. We've never done that before.
It was sort of like they were pandering up to the whole couple sensationalist thing.
I think
sensationalized thing.
Once David had left, I think, yeah, it was definitely just a time for Katie and Jamie to have their last words together.
everyone knew that they were going to be... Like, if they sent Jamie out first, Katie would have been distraught, and I think they knew she was going, so they thought, oh, we better leave them together so then she can talk on the eviction show to Gretel.
I still can't get over Gretel saying, I'm going to read this out in no particular order. Please, Gretel, we're not that stupid. She must have constant nose jobs every week to get rid of that Pinocchio nose, because every time we see her on screen, she seems to blurt out a new lie.
That either someone's, you know, telling her inside her ear, or she honestly doesn't know anything.
It is like that, isn't it? It's like Gretel doesn't even know what's going on her own show.
Maybe she doesn't watch it.
I wouldn't be surprised if Gretel doesn't watch Big Brother, hey?
To pull the exit room off, I think they should just, instead of sending one housemate back, just evict one while all three are there, instead of giving them that extra moment to, oh no, it's going to be one of us. Just evict them out of the three. So, you know, this is Gretel.
It would be nice to see sort of a standardized eviction every week. It's sort of like they're giving them the couple special privilege by having those last moments together through the eviction.
As soon as I heard exit room, I thought, ugh, one of them is going to be kept in. Thankfully, they didn't do that. If they had done that, I probably would have had even a bigger sad on this podcast. But thankfully, they didn't do that and actually evicted a housemate properly. I think in the future, I can sense, my spidey sense is tingling, that they're going to do something like that again. Keeping a housemate in or...
Oh, definitely. For the upcoming double evictions, multiple double evictions, I imagine.
Well, yeah, we've got some interesting, possibly interesting things coming up, because we've got the double eviction, which people are suspecting that all housemates are going to be nominated. Then we've got these new intruders, and is there another special after the intruders go in?
Who knows? They've got specials coming out of their ears.
It's SMS always... voting, 24-hour... Yeah. But, you know, this could prove to be... It could lift the series up, definitely. It's definitely gone gurgling down the shitter. I think they could bring it back with some smart choices of intruders and some, you know, some smart production tactics that will definitely be able to bring this season up.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you rating the show right now?
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 2 or a 3. It's quite low at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to give it like a 3, maybe. It was, you know, we said at the start of the season, I was really enjoying it. Even, I was really, really enjoying it. I thought, oh, maybe they're actually going to redeem themselves this year. And then now, it's just died again. I mean, we have a slump in the middle of the series, but this slump is, like, huge. Like, I sound like Jamie.
And it seems like they're trying to overcome the slump with more things.
24-hour SMS voting lines.
With more overused ideas that have caused the slump in the first place. Things like pumping in 3 more intruders. I'm not so sure that's going to work.
It might. I've always said that pumping in intruders later in the series definitely it makes it harder for them to integrate, and they're just going to be evicted.
Straight away.
Straight away, yeah. But, you know, as we were talking about before with conflict and that, maybe they might be put in to stir up some shit.
But
they always say they're going to stir up shit, but
yeah,
maybe.
That's the whole thing. Jade said she was going to... be the troublemaker and cause conflict because she's so opinionated and so argumentative. Well, it didn't happen. Instead, she was given a love task with a vibrator and she had to go around telling people that she loved them.
Well, that's interesting, actually, because here's a huge plug for Tim Brunero's video cast. He had Jade on there. And
yeah.
And she was saying that she was almost told, like, she knew that was what they wanted to hear, so she said it. So either the production crew are extremely gullible or they were...
They just don't know what the perfect housemate is anymore.
Yeah, because she said that all she had to do was say all this stuff that she knew that they wanted, and she was in. And is that how easy it is to become a housemate? I mean, I watched the audition videos of people like Anna, David, and Ashley, and to me, they just seemed like average Joe. I was sort of a bit shocked at that they didn't have like a standout... audition.
Jumping back to our previous thing about what housemates are told to say, I have heard that during the introduction videos that were shown in the very first Big Brother episode, a lot of the housemates were told to say certain things that they just wouldn't have in the first place.
They're probably asked, like we saw it with Dean last year, when there was this whole scandal about him having a girlfriend and whatnot, and you actually saw the producer in the background saying, "Do you have a girlfriend?" So I think they ask them questions that they know are going to get answers. They know they're going to get controversial-ish answers out of when they do all these packages and things. They sort of push it on the housemates to be controversial and whatnot. And even just jumping back to the opening show, Gretel focused on, you know, I can't even remember who, but such and such housemate has cheated on their girlfriend 6,000 times, etc. We haven't seen anything of that. Been no talk about it, or, well, almost none, except
Jamie.
Jamie.
That's about it. And there was all this stuff that was sort of hyped up in the beginning that we thought, oh, that's going to be scandalous. And it just hasn't. We didn't get very many voicemails this time. I was very upset. Every time I opened up the voicemail box, all I got was spam saying I'd won Lotto in Thailand and Norway, and that when I look in the mirror, I'm a fat cow. So if people could ring our podcast lines, that would be great. Tell us what you think about anything, the exit room, these new intruders,
the whole Jamie and Katie saga.
We want to hear everything. Just anything, Big Brother. We're getting nothing.
It's really upsetting me.
And to offset the fact that we don't have any voicemails, I thought I'd do a nice comparison of Australia and UK evictions. Because we all know that in Big Brother Australia evictions, everyone cheers along like sheep. I mean, there's a reason that housemates are evicted, because the public doesn't like them, yet they seem to get cheered.
Yeah, what's with the, who's going to go, oh, Jamie, and then here's Jamie, well, we love you. No, you don't. You hate the person. You've already spent 55 cents on them, evicting them. Boo them.
Even though Jamie wasn't evicted, but anyway.
Jamie Cater, the one entity now, Jam on Toast, whatever his name is, it's all the same.
Jam on Toast.
Jam Cat, whatever.
So we'd play some clips from the latest eviction from Big Brother UK, which has gained the worst booing the show has ever seen. We're going to play some clips from that. If you do watch Big Brother UK and haven't seen the latest eviction yet, now is the time to press stop on your iPod or stop on your iTunes, because this will no doubt spoil it.
If you want to actually watch the video of it, because the audio, you know, it's half of it, but the video is a lot better. You could request it in our video request section. I'm sure some friendly person will send you a link to the video.
And just to give you a backgrounder of what's going on, it's a live eviction. The host, Davina, is surrounded by the crowd. And at one stage, she has to stop because the crowd actually overpowers her with their chants against this particular housemate.
Right, Nikki and Grace took the bed. Crikey. Okay, anyway, Nikki and Grace took the bad news with the maturity that we've come to expect from them both. They splashed water at Susie, called her a floozy, and an old hag said she had thunder thighs and stole her bottle of champagne, which they guzzled in the toilet. That's my girls. Okay, but which one do you want to flush out? To evict Grace, call 09011-323305. That's 09011-323305. Or to evict Nikki, call 09011-323310. That's 09011-323310. Welcome back. I actually think this could be the biggest booing in Big Brother history as Grace and Nikki square up. We've also had just amazing banner making. I've never seen banners like it down here. Anyway, they were sworn enemies to begin with, and now they are bosom buddies. But which of them is getting on your bosoms? To evict Grace, call 09011-323305. That's 09011-323305. Or to evict Nikki, call 09011-323310. Okay, time to find out who's going to walk out of those doors. I'm now going to talk to the house. Big Brother House, this is Davina. You are live on Channel 4. Please do not swear. Grace and Nikki, the lines are closed. The votes have been counted and verified. And I can now reveal that the fourth person to be evicted from the Big Brother House is Grace. Big Brother House, this is Davina. You are live on Channel 4, please do not swear. Grace, you are the fourth person to be evicted from the Big Brother House. You've got 30 seconds to say your goodbyes. I'm coming to get you!
Hello.
So remember to call our podcast lines. Until then, see ya.